Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. By Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
Alrighty. Hey everybody, welcome to the Cozy Crypto Podcast. I'm your host, Tanner. And this is we're talking about the Lobisomem. Brazilian werewolf. Lobisomem is the term used in Brazilian folklore to refer to a werewolf like creature. The word lobisomem comes from the Latin terms lupus hominem, which means wolfman. According to legend, a lobisomem is a human who has the ability to transform into a wolf or wolf-like creature during a full moon, essentially a werewolf. The origin of lobisomem legends are unclear, but it's believed to have been brought to Brazil by Portuguese colonizers. The lobisomem is said to be a cursed creature, either through a pact with the devil or as punishment for a sin committed against God. In Brazilian folklore, the transformation into a lobisomem can occur in several ways. One common belief is that a person can become a lobisomem if they are born on Friday the 13th and are baptized on a full moon. Another belief is that if a person is bitten by a lobisomem, they will also become one. The lobisomem is said to be a fearsome creature that preys on humans and animals alike. It is believed to be especially dangerous during the full moon, when it is said to be most active. Some legends say that the lobisomem can only be killed by a silver bullet, while others suggest that it can be killed with a stake through the heart. Today, the lobisomem remains a popular fighting figure in Brazilian folklore and is often depicted in art, literature, and film. While many people dismiss the legend as purely mythical, there are still those who believe in the existence of the lobisomem and claim to have encountered the creature themselves. There are many stories and variations of the lobisomem legend in Brazilian folklore. Here are a few examples. The story of the cursed man. One of the most common stories about the lobisomem is that of a man who is cursed to become a werewolf. In this tale, the man is often depicted as being arrogant or having committed a sin that angers God. As punishment, he is transformed into a lobisomem and forced to wander the countryside, preying on animals and humans alike. Another story is the unlucky traveler. Another popular story involves a traveler who is passing through a remote area at night. He hears strange noises and sees a large shadowy figure moving through the trees. As he approaches the figure, he realizes that it is a lobisomem. The creature attacks him, leaving him badly injured. Three is the vengeful lover. In the story, a young woman is in love with a man who's already engaged to another woman. In a fit of jealousy, she makes a deal with the devil and becomes a lobisomum. She uses her new power to terrorize the man and his fiance. And the story of the protective lobisomum. Not all stories about the lobisomum are negative. In some tales, the creature is depicted as a protector of the forest or a guardian of animals. In these stories, the lobisomum is often friendly to humans to show it respect and kindness. Alrighty, so we're going to the next. Let's read the story of the cursed man next. Are you joining the show? Hey, my name is Tanner, and welcome to the Cozy Cryptid, by the way. Thank you for joining me. I was talking about the lobisomum, the Brazilian werewolf, and tell you the story of the cursed man. The story of the cursed man is one of the most common tales about the lobisomum in Brazilian folklore. According to the legend, a young man was known for his arrogance and selfish behavior, was cursed by a powerful witch to become a lobisomum. The man, whose name is often lost to history, was said to be wealthy and powerful. He was known for his cruel treatment of his servants and his willingness to use violence to get what he wanted. One day, he crossed a powerful witch who was angered by his behavior. In retaliation, she placed a curse on him, causing him to transform into a lobisomum on the nights of the full moon. At first, the man was shocked and horrified by his transformation. He tried to keep his condition a secret, but soon, rumors began to spread out about a large wolf-like creature now terrorizing the countryside. Eventually, the man was discovered and was chased out of town by an angry mob. For years, the cursed man wandered the countryside, preying on animals and occasionally attacking humans. He was said to be a fearsome creature with a razor sharp claws and teeth that could tear through flesh and bone. He also said to have a howl that could be heard for miles around. As the years went by, the cursed man began to regret his past behavior. He realized that his arrogance and cruelty had led to his curse. He longed for a way to break the spell. However, no matter how hard he tried, he was unable to find a way to lift the curse. Eventually, the cursed man died, still trapped in his wolf form. However, his legend lived on and became a cautionary tale about the dangers of arrogance and selfishness. Even today, some people claim to have seen the cursed man wandering the countryside on nights of full moon, still searching for a way to break his curse. That sounds very much like the story of the Beauty and the Beast, with the prince being a douchebag and which come by and put a curse on them. Do you think? I'll see the. Those two stories. You know, now we're talking about the story of the unlucky traveler. The unlucky traveler is another proper tale about the lobisomum in Brazilian folklore. According to the legend, a traveler was passing through a remote area at night when he encountered a lobisomum. The traveler, whose name is often lost to history, was a young man who was on his way to visit family in a nearby town. As he was walking through the dense forest, he heard strange noises and saw a large, shadowy figure moving through the trees. At first, he thought it might be a wild animal, but as he got closer, he realized that it was a lobisomum. The creature was massive, with shaggy fur and glowing eyes. It lunged at the traveler, knocking him to the ground. The lobisomum then tore into the man's flesh with razor sharp claws and teeth, leaving him badly injured. A traveler managed to escape and stumbled into a nearby village, where he told his villagers what had happened. They were skeptical at first, but when he saw his injuries, they realized he had encountered a real lobisomum. Despite their efforts to track down the creature, the lobisomum was never caught. A traveler, meanwhile, was left with terrible scars and a deep fear of the forest at night. The story of the unlucky traveler is often told as a cautionary tale about the dangers of traveling alone in remote areas. It's also a reminder that Lobosomum is a fearsome creature that should not be underestimated. Oh, it's so freaking squeaky. I'm so sorry. Tale of the Bedford Lover. How does the story go? The story of the Bedford Lover is a popular tale about the Lobosomum in Brazilian folklore. According to a legend, a young woman named Maria was in love with a man who was engaged to another woman. In a fit of jealousy, Maria made a deal with the devil and became a Lobosomum. Maria's transformation to Lobosomum was said to have been painful and traumatic. She howled in agony as her body twisted and contorted, taking on the form of a large wolf-like creature. When she emerged from her transformation, she was filled with a deep rage and desire for revenge. Maria began to use her new powers to terrorize the man she loved and his fiance. She would stalk them at night, howling and snarling outside their windows. She also attacked their livestock and other animals, leaving behind a trail of destruction. Despite their fear, the man and his fiance refused to leave their home. They believed that Maria was simply a wild animal and that she would eventually lose interest and move on. However, Maria was relentless in her pursuit of revenge, and she continued to stalk the couple for months. Finally, the man and his fiance turned to a local priest for help. The priest agreed to perform an exorcism on Maria, hoping to drive out the evil spirit that possessed her. The exorcism was a long and grueling process, but eventually, Maria was freed from her curse. She was left with deep scars and a sense of shame and regret for harm she had caused. The story of the Ventral Lover is often told as a cautionary tale about the dangers of jealousy and revenge. It's also a reminder that Lobosomum is a fiercer creature that can be both dangerous and tragic. I've got a story of the protective Lobosomum. The story of the protective Lobosomum is a different kind of tale about the Lobosomum. In Brazilian folklore, according to the legend, there was once a small village that was surrounded by dense forests. The village lived in fear of the animals that lived in the forest, including the Lobosomum. One night, a group of villagers were out hunting when they stumbled upon a large wolf-like creature. At first, they were afraid, but as they got closer, they realized that the creature was not attacking them. In fact, it seemed to be protecting a group of small animals that were huddled together nearby. The villagers were amazed by what they saw. They always believed that the Lobosomum was a vicious creature that preyed on humans and animals alike. But this creature was different. It was gentle and protective, and it seemed to have a deep connection to the animals of the forest. Over time, the villagers began to see more of the protective Lobosomum. They would often catch glimpses of it at night, moving through the forest with a pack of animals at its side. They came to realize that the creature was not a threat, but rather a guardian of the forest and its inhabitants. Eventually, the villagers began to leave offerings for the protective Lobosomum, hoping to show their respect and gratitude. They would leave food and other gifts at the edge of the forest, and in return, the creature would continue to watch over them. The story of the protective Lobosomum is often told as a reminder that not all Lobosomums are dangerous or evil. It's also a celebration of the natural world and the creatures that inhabit it. So, is there any sightings other than of the Lobosomum? There's been many reports of sightings, supposed sightings of the Lobosomum in Brazil, especially in rural areas. However, it's difficult to confirm the veracity of such reports, as there's no concrete evidence to support the existence of the creature. Sorry. In most cases, sightings of the lobisomum are likely the result of misidentification of or confusion with other animals, such as large wolves or wild dogs. Despite this, the legend of the lobisomum remains a popular part of Brazilian folklore and continues to capture people's imaginations. Many people enjoy telling stories about encounters with the creature, even if they don't necessarily believe in its existence. One of the most famous alleged sightings of the lobisomum in Brazil occurred in the state of Minas Gerais in 2005. According to reports, a group of men were driving through a rural area late at night when they saw a large wolf-like creature standing on the side of the road. The creature was said to be around 2 meters tall, with shaggy fur and glowing eyes. As the man approached, the creature let out a loud, blood-curdling howl. And then disappeared into the woods. The men were so frightened by the encounter that they reported it to the local authorities, who launched an investigation. However, no concrete evidence of the creature's existence was ever found, and the incident remains unexplained. Another sighting, any works of art inspired by the lobisomum. Well, in literature, there's has been the subject of many books and stories, both in Brazil and elsewhere. One of the most famous Brazilian books about the lobisomum is O Lobisomum by Monteiro Lobato, which tells the story of a man who is cursed to become a werewolf. Other Brazilian authors who have written about the lobisomum include João Guimarães, Rosa, and Paulo Coelho. In film, the lobisomum has also been the subject of many films, both in Brazil and in other countries. One of the most famous Brazilian films about the lobisomum is O Bico de Sete Cabeças, which tells the story of a young man who becomes convinced that he's turning into a werewolf. In music, the lobisomum has been featured in many Brazilian songs, especially in the genres of samba and forró. One famous example is the song O Lobisomum by Eliqueu Balaca, which tells the story of a man who is cursed to become a werewolf. Lobisomum has also been the subject of many paintings, sculptures, and other visual arts. One famous Brazilian artist who has depicted the lobisomum in his work is Candido Portinari, who painted a series of murals for the Ministry of Education and Health in Rio de Janeiro. That included a depiction of the creature. Overall, the lobisomum has had a significant impact on Brazilian culture and continues to be an important part of the country's folklore and artistic heritage. I'll leave you this episode with another sighting of the lobisomum. And it goes as follows. So full. Another famous, another famous alleged sighting of the lobisomum in Brazil occurred in the state of Pernambuco in 2009. According to reports, a group of people were camping in a remote area when they heard strange noises coming from the woods. As they investigated, they saw a large wolf-like creature emerge from the trees. The creature was said to be around 2.5 meters tall and had shaggy fur and glowing eyes. It let out a loud, blood-curdling howl and then disappeared back into the woods. The witnesses were so frightened by the encounter that they had contacted the local authorities, who launched an investigation. However, no concrete evidence of the creature's existence was ever found, and the incident remained unexplained. Similar sightings of lobisomum have been reported in other parts of Brazil over the years. While many of these reports can be explained as misidentifications of other animals or hoaxes, some people continue to believe in the existence of the creature and claim to have their own encounters with it. If you have had an encounter with the lobisomum, please let me know and tell me your story. Tell me your experiences over on TikTok, Twitter, or Instagram. Coach Critter Podcast is going to find the logo that you'll find. That's how you'll know it's me. Guys, thank you for coming to listen to this episode about the Brazilian werewolf, the Lobo Solomon. And I'll make sure you leave a rating, review, subscribe, follow, and all that jazz. Thank you. And I'll catch you next time. Catch you next week as we talk about another cryptid, another creature from a Brazilian folklore here on Cozy Cryptid Podcast. Thank you.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.